Hey guys, and welcome to Paranormal Thoughts Podcast. And as always, thanks for joining me. This episode, I'm talking about owls and synchronicities. Just before I get to that though, I just want to say, please, if you're new here to the podcast, please make sure you subscribe if you enjoy it. Also, if you want to leave us a 5-star rating, that helps us out massively. We're on Facebook and Instagram. This episode is actually quite heavily influenced from Instagram due to just kind of putting out some questions to you guys and, you know, you actually responding. So if you don't follow me on either one of those, you know, you might actually want to because, you know, in situations like this, you can actually help the podcast episode and actually be a part of it. We also have a private Facebook group as well. If you just search on Facebook Paranormal Thoughts Podcast, you'll find a private group come up and that's a small group of us who kind of discuss, I guess we kind of go into deeper topics around the, you know, the usual kind of topics that you hear on the podcast. You know, typically it's people asking for advice or, you know, just kind of, I guess, really reaching out about their experiences and, you know, finding like-minded people in a situation where, you know, there's no judgment. And that's a really big part of that group. And that's really why I'm mentioning it again, because if you're someone who has some unexplained experiences and, you know, you don't really know a group you can join where you can feel kind of safe and, you know, I guess actually have some people in there that hopefully can maybe expand on your experiences, definitely check out the Paranormal Thoughts podcast private Facebook group, because I feel like you'll be very welcomed in there. And the group's still pretty new, so it's growing every day. So the more people we kind of get in there, the more eyes and opinions and, you know, just expertise that, you know, really adds to that group. So definitely jump on over there if that's something you might be interested in.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Now that all of that is out of the way, I want to talk about owls and synchronicities. This episode's obviously for people, well, it's not, maybe it's not actually obvious. I shouldn't really state it like that. But if you're someone who's listened to the podcast for maybe a number of years, or you could be a recent listener who's maybe gone through some of the catalog, I feel like a lot of you do typically do that. If you've gone to the effort to subscribe and actually enjoy the podcast, you, by the sounds of it, you do typically kind of go through the catalog. And you'll know that owls, alien abduction and synchronicity are kind of quite a big part of, I guess, the whole creation of this podcast in a sense. It didn't really mean to be, but it's kind of just the journey that the podcast has kind of gone on. So it's always kind of something that will get brought up or I find I just kind of come back to. And I haven't really done an episode like this for a minute, I'd say. I used to do a lot more of these where I'd kind of just discuss what was kind of going on and really, you know, just my thoughts around this kind of phenomena. And it's only sort of been in the last few days where I decided I needed to record this episode. I mean, last night I was up for hours just lying in bed, not being able to sleep, just thinking about this topic, you know, or how these, I mean, they're two separate topics, I suppose, how they really intertwine and just the amount of the amount of experiences and accounts from people around this phenomena. I mentioned, you know, sort of knowing the back catalogue of the podcast because I don't really want to go over that too much. But obviously quite early on I had quite a substantial owl experience right after starting the podcast, and it kind of, it's really paved the way for where the podcast has ended up, especially just, you know, a few months ago. Prior to recording this, doing my whole hypnosis, looking for answers series, that all kind of stems from that 7 years later, which is insane to think that I'm still kind of here talking about this exact same thing. And I don't even know if I've even gotten any closer to any specific answers. But I guess what I really want to talk about today is how owls really play a big part in a lot of people's experiences, you know, around a lot of different phenomena, but especially, you know, alien abduction or deaths or, you know, I guess sort of big kind of life decisions, you know, these symbolic animals tend to show themselves. And maybe sometimes they're not actually animals. It's more of a screen memory for some other event that's masking itself. I don't think any of the experiences I'm going to talk about today necessarily align themselves with that, but that's up to the experiencer to really make that decision, you know. I can't really speak on that. It's just amazing how often this phenomenon shows itself. That's the thing that I can't get my head around. And I guess going back to, yeah, if you know the back catalogue of this podcast of me having a lot of weird synchronicities around owls, that's really what has sort of brought me to record this today. So I'm going to assume that you sort of know the backstory of the podcast with all of that. And if you haven't, there's a few key episodes that I'll list below. If you go listen to those and jump back in here, this, you'll get a lot more out of this. But where this all stems from is, I guess it was two events. The main event was a few weeks ago. And if you follow me on Instagram, a great reason to, if you're on Instagram, to go follow me over there, because you would already actually have seen this because I shared it. I had a encounter with a bird, and a fair few hundred of you have already come across that and actually given me your thoughts on that experience. But I'd like to kind of talk about what happened to begin this podcast. And then I've got a few other people's experiences to share as well. So a few weeks ago, I was sitting in my lounge room with my wife and my dog. And the way our house is built, I suppose, we have a regular patio that would be to the left of us, you know, where, you know, it's just the outside entertaining space, like swimming pools out there. That's kind of the yard out that way. But then to the right of this room, in between our bedroom and the bathroom, there's this void, which we've kind of just titled the atrium, where it's kind of just this square that has no roof. And it's decked out there. And it, I guess the point of it is to let light in. So we don't really go out there a ton. You know, we have like a glass door and a screen and a fly screen that sort of blocks that off. But I guess the point of it is to let light in. And sometimes, you know, we might hang washing out there like we did on this particular night. So I'm sitting there, we're watching TV, and then we just hear this commotion outside. And it looks like there's a bird that's flown into the atrium and, you know, it's kind of crashed into, I guess, some of our washing that was hanging out there, or laundry for international listeners, I suppose. You'd probably call it laundry rather than washing. And instantly, I look at my wife, she looks at me, we're like, that's an owl. That's just kind of flown into the atrium. And my first thought is, this bird's probably injured, right, for it to have kind of crashed. Because that's literally what it had done. It didn't just like land on the deck out there. It kind of banged into, you know, it all kind of happened pretty quickly, but, you know, it did. It was, you know, it was flapping kind of around. It had quite a big wingspan, big kind of commotion. But obviously our dog is like, what's that? Gets up and starts, you know, wanting to investigate what this bird is doing. So at a glance, I was like, I don't actually think that's technically an owl. The bird species is called a tawny frogmouth. Now, these birds look just like owls. They're often mistaken for owls. I think it has something to do with their talons, which actually makes them not owls, but they appear very owl-like. And, you know, they have the sort of big yellow and black eyes, quite a large wingspan as well. So when we saw this bird, we thought, that's an owl. And technically, it's actually not an owl, but we don't really have to get too much into the nitty-gritty of that, because I don't think it makes the experience any less important, just because of, you know, I guess the scientific thing of whether or not it's actually classified as an owl. But this bird settles down and it's sitting on the deck. And my dog's kind of, you know, like wanting to get to it. And then the bird kind of starts throwing itself at the fly screen. And I'm like, okay. So I get up and I'm trying to calm it down because, you know, I don't want to open the fly screen because it will just come straight in the house. And it wasn't small. I mean, you know, I've got my dog there too. I'm like, this is not good. So I was kind of hoping that the fly screen would kind of hold it back. But this bird was very determined to get inside the house. And I'm just trying to talk to it to be like, you know, stop. Like, you know, I don't know. I can't really remember what I was trying to say to it, but, you know, you kind of have to do something. And this probably went on for, you know, maybe half a minute of this bird just kind of thrashing to get inside the house. And it kind of stopped, it calmed down, and the bird's just there looking at me. And, you know, I get my phone, I'm taking pictures and some video of this thing. And I say something to the bird and then just kind of turned around and flew off with no issue. It's like it knew how to get out of that atrium the entire time. And then my wife says to me, well, that was really odd and really spooky. And I was like, yeah, that was, it was just, you know, an alarming thing. This bird just wanted to get in the house really badly. And she's like, no, not just that. It's what you said to it before it flew off. Don't think I really took any notice of what I said. Right before it took off, apparently I asked it, what are you trying to tell me? And that's when it spun around and just took off like nothing had happened. And it's hard to come away from that and go, oh, I guess that weird coincidence, right? Especially when you experience something like that with someone else. And I feel like throughout sort of time, weird things like that do happen to me. And it is always a nice feeling when you can kind of come out of that situation and someone else has seen it and can really validate that that was kind of odd. If that experience had happened without any of the prior weird synchronicities with owls or just these birds kind of trying to give you messages, it'd be like, oh, that was just weird. But the fact of that happening, especially so recently after sort of doing my Search for Answers series, but this bird, it kind of seemed like it really was trying to tell me something. It was really trying to get in the house, you know, and then I was thinking, oh, maybe it was injured, but then it did just take off with ease. And even just for it to land in the atrium, like it's only like a 2 meter-ish kind of by 2 meter kind of space. It's not big. It could have landed in the yard. It would have never would have seen it, but it landed perfectly in this atrium while we were sitting there. So I put that on my Instagram because I was just kind of spun out. I was like, this literally just happened. What does, what do you guys think about this? And it's just, it makes me laugh because it's so typical of something like that to happen to me. It's really bizarre. And then earlier this week, I spoke to a listener. We were recording an episode together. The episode obviously hasn't come out yet, but I wanted to play some audio from that. Somehow we got on the discussion that she had had an owl encounter after having listened to the podcast, after, you know, living where she has lived. She lives in the same state as me here in Queensland in Australia, has lived in this location for however long and had never seen an owl and, you know, proceeds to tell me this owl story.
We were taking our dogs for a walk on the block and this brings it back to your podcast as well with the owl synchronicities. I just heard about that at that time. And middle of the day, a white owl comes flying through and goes around and is just doing some aerials above us as we're going for a walk and then flies away. And we were like living in a beachside town, middle of the day. Like it was the weirdest thing. And then I'm like, okay, I get it now. Like it was, like I say, it was almost like trying to get your attention. Purposeful, like stuff. It was, yeah, it was really, really cool looking back on it now. But yeah, it was such a weird time.
Now, I feel like I've heard this time again. I mean, you would have even heard it. You know, sometimes I ask guests if they've had an experience of an owl. And sometimes you do hear something very similar to this, you know, someone just witnessing these birds when, I don't know, maybe they're going through something, or it could be a number of things, I suppose. Or sometimes it's not even related at all. And the amount of people, so this is where it gets really interesting. It's like the amount of people who get in touch with me and say, I saw an owl after listening to your podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I thought what I should do is like share some of these because they are so weird that it's kind of the thing that was keeping me up last night. Because, I mean, I'll let them kind of speak for themselves, but the amount of these, I'm only going to speak about a few here now, but just over the years, I couldn't even tell you the amount of people who have told me about weird owl encounters. And even weirder when it actually kind of has to do with the podcast. So this first account is kind of something I've definitely heard before, right? And this comes from Nick. So he wrote to me and said, I've had an interesting incident with an owl. I'd received the news that my grandmother was having medical issues and all of a sudden she couldn't walk. I was driving home on the long commute from work and I said a prayer asking for her health. Then I looked to my left and in the middle of the grass, there was an owl sitting there, just looking at me on the highway. A few moments later, my phone rang and it was my mum telling me my grandmother got up and walked to the bathroom all on her own. It could just be a weird coincidence, but I thought it was interesting. He then goes on to say the timing was weird. I had tingles all through my body, almost a sign of recognition. Those accounts, as I said, happen time and time again where it's often to do with sort of tragedy or loss or, you know, kind of at these difficult moments and these owls appear either as, I don't know, maybe a symbolic kind of message as someone who has passed or just even a message like that. It's kind of letting you know that, I don't know, something's about to happen, you know, and that's kind of the whole thing of owls being messages. You know, we've definitely spoken a fair bit about that. And that just kind of goes to show. I receive a lot of stories like that. And, you know, I just put up this week on my Instagram kind of asking for those stories. And I got a fair few very similar to that, you know, of just people having seen owls throughout their life. But the weirdest stories are the ones which people have just come across paranormal thoughts and actually listened to those episodes I've done in the past about owls, alien abduction, synchronicity. And then they've had owl experiences. Now, if there was one, you'd be like, okay, yeah, interesting. Two, it's kind of weird. But I've had numerous and they're all different. Yet they feel so, it's just very strange because this phenomenon kind of showed itself in a similar way to me. I became aware of it and 2 months doing the research into it, I had a very symbolic, I would say, experience. And it seems like other people do as well. It's easy to chalk that up to if you suddenly become aware of something, you see more of it. It's totally true. Every car I've ever owned, you know, whether or not I kind of was interested in that particular make or model, after you've purchased the car, you typically see a lot more people driving that particular car. You know, it just, you're aware of it. But this is kind of different, where you're dealing with this animal that, you know, is typically, you know, not seen. That, you know, they're birds of prey. They don't make any noise when they're flying. You know, they're nocturnal. They're very stealthy. But it almost seems like sometimes that these experiences are just too obvious. You know, it's like it's hard to come away from it and think, yeah, it's just a coincidence rather than, you know, maybe there's something more to it, like a message. So I want to speak on a few different experiences that people have reached out to me. So this first experience comes from Keely from Melbourne. She wrote to me and said, "It's odd, but the suburb I live in Melbourne, I've lived here for almost a year. I started listening to your podcast and the episode about owls and synchronicity. I walk my dog through all the streets and alleys. We explore everywhere and always intuitively. We never plan where we turn or venture. It wasn't until I listened to your owl podcast that on a walk one morning, we turned down a street and there was a house completely adorned with owl statues and figurines. It felt particularly bizarre because I felt I would have been certain I'd seen this place before, but I hadn't. But how could I have missed or even forget it? It was such a unique front yard. If I venture that way again, I'll take a photo. Your episodes about greys also had me find myself turning down a street to only realise when I reached the end of it, my instinct told me to look at the street name, which I rarely ever bother doing, but it was Grey Street." Now, I thought that was a really interesting experience with Keely there. And she does then go on to say, you know, I guess it's that thing of listening to something and then, you know, I guess in that moment being more aware of it. And that's totally probably the case. But it is interesting that I guess for her it was substantial enough that, I mean, she's remembered it. And when I asked for people's experiences, she thought, well, you know, this is probably worth sharing. And it honestly is, because I like that experience too, because that's the only one which actually doesn't feature physical living birds. But I still think that's really important. Most of my synchronicities with owls have been through different mediums. You know, it's only been maybe three sort of times when it's actually been with an actual bird, rather than just imagery of these things, you know. But I think that's, I think it sounds very substantial. I think it's just really interesting that, you know, she'd never come across that. And then just in that moment, having seen that imagery, and I guess it's really stood true of her. And then, of course, you know, the weird coincidence of her listening to an episode about grey aliens and then she's on Grey Street. You know, it's just those little things which maybe it's nothing, but it could definitely be maybe the beginning of her journey into just sort of opening herself up to this phenomenon. This next experience comes from Amy. Now, she sent me this about a month ago. Her email reads, "Hey Dylan, I started listening to your podcast last week at work. I'm enjoying it very much. So I listened to episode 1 about owls and synchronicity last week at work. This week, I noticed a dirty smudge on one of the windows nearest my lab bench. I was gobsmacked to realise it was a bird imprint. I took a picture of it. Only after studying the picture did I see an owl face. What are the odds of this happening? Is it not the definition of synchronicity? It's quite creepy and supernatural. How did it happen right next to the very spot where I listened to the episode? I too have always had extreme interest in the paranormal. I read every ghost story I could get my hands on as a child. This stuff fascinates me, and though I've never really experienced much of anything, I do believe, and I'm very open-minded to possibilities." Amy then includes the pictures of that smudge mark, and it does look like an owl. And as I've sort of spoken on the podcast before, the theory that owls, you know, kind of crash into glass, like, you know, like all birds do, but they do have that powder under their wings, which actually gives them the ability of silent flight. So if they do crash into anything, especially glass, it's quite easy for them to leave almost a perfect imprint. And once again, this is just a weird kind of synchronicity. Yeah, like Amy having just had started listening to the podcast and then coming back to work, the exact same location where she listened to the podcast, and then there's an imprint of an owl. Once again, when I read that, it kind of just makes me laugh, because, I mean, I don't know. Here's someone who's, you know, I'm assuming has probably not had a ton of run-ins with owls. So I felt like she would have mentioned that. Then comes across paranormal thoughts, you know, listens to those early episodes about this topic, and then boom, clear as day for her. You know, I don't know what that means, but it's just another really bizarre example of the things that you guys seem to experience after listening to the podcast. And the final account I'm going to speak about comes from Kimberly, who is also from Queensland, Australia. Kimberly writes, "It was years ago now when you had been talking about synchronicity of owls and aliens. I was driving back home to my property in the pitch black. I got to our long gravel driveway and slowly started driving up, and at about halfway, I looked up into a gum tree that has a branch going over the driveway, and an owl was sitting there looking straight at me. I stopped the car in shock to look and then quickly tried to take a photo of the podcast playing on my screen with the owl in the background outside my windshield. But right as I took it, it flew away. I could not believe it. We'd been living there for a few years at that point, and I'd never seen an owl there prior. And once again, just another strange example of someone listening to the podcast and then an owl appearing where they hadn't seen one before. And obviously, someone like Kimberly kind of sounds like, you know, she has a long gravel driveway. It's pitch black. It kind of sounds like she would live somewhere a little more regional where, you know, far more chance of owls, you know, of course. But if she'd never seen one prior to that, and then one's kind of just sitting there showing itself to her whilst listening to the podcast, I mean, once again, I would say it's kind of a meaningful coincidence. But this is what I mean. Like, there's so many of you who have had these experiences, but it's just this weird thing where, yeah, you guys listen to me sort of discuss these topics, and then all of a sudden the phenomenon kind of shows itself to you. And that's kind of what the exact same thing happened to me. And let's play devil's advocate. Let's just say that it's because we're all aware of it, that it is showing itself to us. It could definitely be that. You know, I don't rule that out, and I feel like that's probably quite a big part of it. But if you have had this kind of phenomenon happen, and it means something to you. I mean, the fact of I can ask, have you had an experience, and you guys have remembered something where it's like, yes, let me tell you about this weird thing. And the fact of it's happened to a fair few of you, and I'm sure there's a lot more as well, just due to the amount I've already had, where you wouldn't even know it's happening to other people, but it is. I guess that's the thing that's kind of keeping me awake is like, is it all coincidence or is it more of a synchronicity, you know, that meaningful coincidence? And I think it is, because it does seem like once you're aware of the phenomena, I don't know, it's interesting to the people who have had like prior experiences of other kinds of phenomena, or, you know, it's so broad and there's so much that could be happening. It's hard to really express, I guess, my thought on what exactly is happening. The only thing I know is that something is going on, and the fact of so many people from all over the world can have these weird experiences. It's hard to make sense of, but it doesn't then make me question too, like, well, what's this mean? You know, does it really matter? Like, I'm trying to take myself out of it, because it feels weird to maybe be the catalyst for some of this, for some of you. You know, I never predicted that to happen or set out for anything like that. And I think that's the thing which is so, maybe not so much concerning, but it's just been a really weird few days, I guess. Really just stopping and thinking about, like, yeah, all this is pretty weird. And I don't really know many people who would have sort of found themselves in this situation where, I don't know, you have maybe some sort of platform and people are kind of experiencing strange happenings after I've spoken about that exact same thing. And, you know, maybe it is sort of a manifesting kind of thing, but even that's interesting too. If we can then manifest these odd sightings as maybe, you know, confirmation, or, well, I don't know. It's really in the eyes of the experiencer of why you might be seeing these owls, or, you know, having just a weird sort of interaction with them. But you can see why I'm puzzled. You know, I hate making this sort of about me, because it's not what I like to do, but I'm like, oh, it's kind of weird to be at the center of all of this. So that's kind of why I needed to just talk about it, because it's weird. And like, as I said, like, a lot of those were just from the last few weeks of people kind of letting me know these stories, and, you know, it's kind of like, well, this isn't the first time that this has happened. I can't even remember all the stories that people told me about owls, you know. There's a lot, and it always does seem to have these, yeah, like it's there's meaning to it, and often, you know, maybe kind of surrounding that phenomena of abductions, like the amount of people who have seen owls and believe they've had, you know, firsthand encounters with beings or abduction or UFOs, you know, I mean, that's the whole work of Mike Cleland right there. And I'm not, you know, trying to ride his coattails or anything like that with any of this. It's just something that I was really interested in, and somehow I've kind of gotten caught up in some of it. And I feel like that's what happened to Mike too. I feel like, you know, he had a substantial interaction and the floodgates are open, and you can't, from what I can see, I mean, the only way you could close them is just completely ignore it. And not that I was ignoring any of this, but it just kind of got to the point the other day. I was like, hang on, this is weird. And I guess, you know, having that experience with the tawny frog mouth, which was really strange. Like, that was just a weird experience in itself. But then to kind of reflect on why are we all having these interactions with these, like, with these birds, these symbolic kinds of animals? Like, there has to be something to that. And that's what I kind of, you know, it could have been any bird that landed in that atrium. And the fact that it was, you know, I guess you could say it's like a cousin to an owl. You know, it's very, I mean, if you were to see one flying, you'd be like, that's an owl. There's no real way to sort of tell the difference. Like, it could have been anything. It could have been a crow or, you know, but it wasn't. It was this very owl-like bird which stared at me with its black and yellow eyes until I asked, what are you trying to tell me? Then it flew off. That's weird in itself, as I said, but over the last 7 years, it's just another experience to, it's hard to not think it's connected to all of this. I honestly don't know. It's like every week's a new week in a sense, you know, with weird happenings or, you know, just listener experiences. You know, the amount of messages I get from you guys these days is it's incredible. Just reaching out and telling me about your experiences, and the fact of, you know, a lot of them have these owl synchronicity kind of threads throughout. It's just like, what have we tapped into here? Like, what is all of this? Well, yeah, I don't really know how to end this episode because, I mean, it's just kind of ongoing, isn't it? And, like, obviously now that you've heard this, please, if you've had just, well, first of all, an owl encounter, which is unusual, you know, where you think there's some meaning to it, let me know that. But, of course, especially if you've had an owl encounter after becoming aware of it through paranormal thoughts, or if you've been listening to the podcast, so that sort of moment leading up to that experience, please let me know, because it's, yeah, it's just incredible to hear that this phenomenon is happening to so many of us. And I guess, yeah, let me know your thoughts on it, because, I mean, I'm only kind of speculating. I mean, I didn't even really say what I think it all means. I think it's just they are messages. And I don't really know how to get those answers necessarily, but I think I'm supposed to be trying to figure that out by the seams of it, because these things just keep screaming at me, you know, like that experience I had with the bird in the atrium. It's pretty hard to not take something away from that. And then even just kind of come to the realization of, yeah, there's so many of you having these experiences as well, which I am somehow related to. It's like, well, maybe it's nothing, but it kind of feels like it could be something. So I'll leave it there. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed that. I think it was really kind of more for me just to get these thoughts out, because, you know, hopefully I can actually sleep tonight knowing that I've kind of just put it all out on the table. You might think I'm insane. That's fine. I think I've said far stranger things on Paranormal Thoughts now at this point. But let me know what you guys think. Always feel free to reach out. You can reach me through Facebook or Instagram, or even probably better, email me at paranormalthoughtspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you're all doing really well. I'm sorry if you encounter any odd owl experiences after this, or maybe you're welcome depending on what you might be needing right now, what you might take away from that experience. But with that, I'll catch you guys in another podcast episode really soon. Thanks.